picture yourself by a window reading a book or at work. This is a window that not only lets through sufficient natural light, but that also generates electricity to power your devices. As the sun sets, you don't have to adjust the blinds to avoid the glare, because microsolar cells incorporated into the glass and indistinguishable to the human eye sufficiently scatter the transmitted light. The window also reflects much of the incoming infrared radiation, thus keeping the room cooler, reducing the need for expensive air conditioning. However, such energy-generating semi-transparent photovoltaic windows are not yet currently available. Therefore, this work represents a significant step towards the realization of this vision, overcoming several material and fabrication challenges and using an innovative design to open the door to large-scale solar deployment capable of mitigating buildings' big energy footprint whilst taking advantage of their unused glass facades. Our design philosophy is based on long and narrow micro CIGS solar cells separated from each other by a fully transparent gap. The solar cell absorbs the light while the gaps let the light pass through, thus achieving semi-transparency. We use a bottom-up fabrication approach to pattern the solar cell back contact and the absorber layer into an array of microlines using photolithography techniques. The molybdenum back contact and window layers are deposited by magnetron sputtering, whereas the buffer layer is deposited by chemical bath deposition. The CIGS absorber was fabricated in a two-stage deposition process consisting of sputtering followed by salinization. Salinization or crystallization is the part of the process where the absorber layer is completed. Being a chemical process and being CIGS a quaternary material thin film, a lot of different paths and secondary phases can affect the growth of a good quality absorber layer. There are several factors affecting this process, such as the maximum temperature, the time at maximum temperature, the heating ramp, the selenium amount, and many others. In more detail, a pre-annealing at high temperatures can widen the CIGS choco part phase formation region, as well as help by removing any excess photoresist that can be stuck on the corners or edges after the liftoff process. The partial pressure of selenium can, to some extent, be correlated with the amount of selenium used during salinization. This will affect whether or not gallium segregation occurs. There are two main, very distinct growth paths for the CIGS absorber layers, which were the emphasis of this study. Under selenium-rich environments, big gallium gradients are expected. The partial pressure of selenium is high, meaning its diffusion will be higher than indium's. Selenium can then penetrate into the precursor CIG film before the liquid indium phase reaches the surface. This is translated into the formation of the preferred indium selenide phase underneath in the middle of the layer stack trapping gallium. Since copper's mobility is higher than gallium's, it can be found at significant quantities above the indium selenide, meaning the surface layers of the final produced thin film will be CIS. It is important to mention also that at the early stages of salinization, indium selenide has the lowest enthalpy of formation. The other growth path is observed under selenium poor conditions. Selenium, as long as enough and has enough time at high temperatures to be fully incorporated into the CIG precursor film, can avoid gallium segregation. In this case, since there is a lower partial pressure of selenium, its diffusion coefficient will be lower than indium's, meaning that the liquid indium phase can reach the surface before selenium can penetrate deep into the sample. The preferred indium selenide layer in this setup will be formed at the surface, not allowing gallium to be stuck underneath with low presence of copper, since it reduces the copper motion upwards. Once most of the indium is consumed, selenium can then react with copper and gallium at high temperatures, forming copper-gallium selenide. This allows better intermixing with CIS, meaning that the final produced absorber film will be more equal in terms of stoichiometry and grain shape and size.